This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to persuade Israel to halt its military strikes in Gaza plunged the U.S. President and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into a difficult early test of their long relationship. The two have had other moments of tension over the years, especially when Biden was Barack Obama's vice president. Their current differences over the war in Gaza create a challenge that Biden was trying to avoid. Early in Biden's term, foreign policy has taken a back seat, and he had hoped to avoid getting bogged down in an interminable effort to establish a lasting Mideast peace that has proven elusive for the leader after leader. Israel bombarded Gaza with airstrikes, and Palestinian militants kept up cross-border rocket fire. With no firm sign of any imminent ceasefire, despite international calls to end more than a week of fighting. Israeli leaders said that they were pressing on with an offensive against Hamas and Islamic Jihad, but an Israeli military spokesman acknowledged that with an estimated 12,000 missiles and mortars in the group's Gaza or arsenal, there's still enough rockets to fire. The Israeli military said some 50 rockets were fired overnight from Gaza, with sirens sounding in the coastal city of Ashdod. The European Union put forward a plan Wednesday that it believes will help boost production and availability of COVID-19 vaccines more effectively than a proposed waiver of patent rights now backed by the United States. Under pressure from developing countries to agree to waiving intellectual property rights for vaccine and treatments, the EU's plan will focus on export restrictions, pledges from vaccine developers, and use of existing World Trade Organization rules. This is VOA.